unlike other brachas, when we start our Amidah, we don't just say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. We say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Velekei Avisinu, and the God of our forefathers. This idea is addressed by the Rashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba, and explains that there's something really important we need to understand when it comes to davening. The Ava is Hein Him HaMerkava. The forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are the ones that bring Hashem into the world, that make His presence manifest. Obviously, this is a concept that touches on the deepest Kabbalistic secrets. But even on the most basic level, when we mention their names, when we invoke their memory, we're trying to activate the zechus at the beginning of our prayer. We're invoking their merit. Moshe Rabbeinu does this. Parshas Kisisa, when you really need to, after the emergency prayers following the Chet HaEgel, and send the golden calves. Zachar l'Avram Yitzchak Yisrael v'adecha. Hashem, remember Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, your servants. So we do the same thing. V'zeich echaste avos. That the Gemara gives a nod to this in the Yom Kippur service. Her Sheba Mizrach, talking about the daybreak. Ad Sheba Chevron. Why do we mention Chevron on Yom Kippur in Beis Hamikdash? L'haskes chasavos. We want to remember Yesheni Chevron. Those that sleep there. We're tapping in to the strength, the power of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, those that we're leaning about during these parashas of Bereishis. Because they were human beings that lived on a totally different level, with a total focus on Hashem. They were totally subjugated to His will and expressed their own individuality through their midas, with such focus and such devotion that they made an awareness of Hashem manifest in this world. Hashem's presence palpable through their midas. Ultimately, when it comes to this bracha, the Mabit in Beis Halikim explains the purpose of this bracha is to express the perfect unity of Hashem in our world, our subservience to Him, His rule over us and our forefathers. And that's really what the Avos did. Because even if we, on our poor spiritual level, don't deserve to have Hashem's name associated with us per se, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov certainly do. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And therefore we tap into the fact that we are part of a much bigger story than ourselves as private individuals. We see ourselves as part of a much bigger picture. And as a result of that, we're able to invoke Zechus Avos. Because yes, Pasuk says, Giv Avosecha Chashak Hashem L'Avosam. Hashem desired them, He loved them. He chose their children, us, from all other nations. We're identifying with being part of a bigger story. A story that starts with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that ends with the Geula, maybe Gael of Nevenehem, the entire span of world history, of Jewish history. We see ourselves as playing a part there. Yes, as individuals, we have our shortcomings. But we're part of something bigger. We're connected to something far greater. We're able to invoke the zechus, the merit of the Avos, as we embark on our journey through Tefillah. That gives our Tefillahs the greatest boost possible.